All right, hello. I'm Joshua Mack, and today I'll be talking about runtime strategies and task scheduling of software-defined radio on heterogeneous hardware. To give some background on myself and the group I'm representing, we're part of a research collaboration between a few different universities, as well as some industry partners. And in terms of the people who specifically contributed to the content you'll be seeing here today, there's definitely a lot more people than just myself. And so for some motivation on what brought this research collaboration together, it's pretty well known that homogeneous processors, while being easy to program, are leaving quite a bit of performance on the table. If you look at just gigaops per watt and look at the trends as you proceed from just typical homogeneous scalar processors up through to vector processors and GPUs and finally custom ASICs. Along with that increased power efficiency, all of these more specialized solutions typically leave a lot of usability on the table. They're incredibly difficult to program and to generally adapt for new applications. And so one of the trends in computing at the moment is to investigate so-called heterogeneous SoCs, where we try to leverage some of the benefits that come from these more specialized architectures by combining mixtures of heterogeneous processing elements and then seeing what we can do to make sure that they're still easy to program and use, because generally speaking, it's very easy to build a complicated system that performs great, but no one wants to actually use. And so building an effective and usable heterogeneous chip is essentially the goal of this entire collaboration. And so we're actually going for trying to build a general purpose heterogeneous chip, though, because in a certain sense, that's actually a bit of an oxymoron with how specialized your accelerator choices need to be for your applications of interest in order to actually extract any meaningful performance. You need to actually tailor your heterogeneous chip for the applications you're planning on running. And typically these are being referred to as so-called domain-specific SoCs, where a domain is just a set of applications that you're broadly interested in running, which in our case is along the lines of software-defined radio, comms, radar. And we're hoping that by focusing in on a single domain of applications, that will give us the flexibility to really develop tooling and improve ease of use. And ultimately, what we would like to have come out of this isn't just a single DSOC or domain-specific SoC, but actually a methodology for, given a domain, how should you go about designing a DSOC for it. So looking at kind of the software developer's point of view, it's been broadly speaking possible to view computing as the interaction of these three distinct layers. The hardware that actually runs the computation, the resource management layer that acts as an operating system or something that serves as the middleware between applications and the hardware, and then the user applications on top of that. And we don't fundamentally want to change or get rid of this model, but when you think about this in the context of building a DSOC, you can find yourself asking a lot of questions. So first, what accelerators should we include in the hardware? There's a lot of trade-offs to be made in terms of, should you dedicate the silicon area towards that one particular accelerator, or should you instead dedicate that area towards a mixture of other accelerators? And so knowing just what PEs to include on an SoC is in general not always a clear cut problem. And once we have the accelerators there, how do we launch work on those accelerators? So is there some standardized interface we can provide? Are they going to be all connected via an on-chip network? Can the nodes themselves all request data, or do they all need to have data pushed to them? What exactly is this resource management layer scheduling? Because clearly there needs to be a scheduling component if we ever want to actually use the hardware effectively with a mixture of workloads all sharing the heterogeneous hardware. But while operating systems have been very successful building their unit of scheduling abstraction around threads, an accelerator doesn't necessarily have, you know, a program counter or stack pointer or register file or any real coherent unit of execution context. So, or even, you know, a lot of accelerators may not even be preemptable in any sense. So there's a lot of questions that come up in how to deal with that. From the application side, how do we integrate new applications? Typical CPU applications are fairly easy to integrate at this point, but for accelerators, you generally just give someone a data sheet and kind of say good luck. And finally, how do we debug accelerators? So if the data coming out of an accelerator isn't quite what you expect, what kinds of tools can we provide to help you introspect into the operations being performed so that it's not just a black box that you have to wrap with printf debugging? And so broadly speaking, we have we're addressing this with the following envisioned architecture, where each of the components are color-coded according to the layer and the stack that they correspond to. And looking just at the compile time framework, we presented our approach for that at last year's FOSDEM in the LLVM dev room regarding how do we integrate new applications. And the short story there, just as a quick summary, works by taking a user's application and then utilizing dynamic tracing to analyze the actual runtime behavior of the application rather than needing to rely purely on static analysis. And based on that, we are able to refactor applications into what we call application DAGs and FAT binaries, where each application is represented as a directed acyclic graph, where the nodes of the graph represent computations and the vertices represent dependency relationships. And each of the nodes in the graph can have multiple different implementations available, like the FFT node shown in red may have a CPU implementation and an accelerator implementation, thus giving us the FAT binary structure as described. And so this year, we want to focus a bit more on the second half of the problem of given applications, how do we schedule and launch work onto a pool of heterogeneous resources? And going from kind of the high level abstract view to our actual implementation, we have built a runtime that we call CEDAR. So CEDAR stands for Compiler Integrated Extensible DSoC Runtime. The broad translation of the previous architecture to a more concrete implementation is shown on the right side here. And the key features of CEDAR are that it is a Linux user space runtime. So it's broadly compatible with basically any Linux-based system. It supports allocation and scheduling for arbitrary mixtures of these task-based workloads. It has easy hooks for integration of new application schedulers and hardware accelerators, so each of the three layers that we discussed earlier. And then along with the ability to be flexible and configurable, it has a lot of